CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, Wiringo.
Good morning. The 6:30 a.m. news with me. The headlines. Hundreds of military personnel will be honored with medals and epaulettes today in Yaoundé during an event to be presided over by the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Betty Asomo. Staff of the Cameroon News and Publishing Corporation, popularly known by its French acronym as SOPECAM, begin taking part in week-long activities organized to mark its 50 years of existence this Monday. Those are the top stories. Now the news in full. The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Betty Asomo, will today preside over an event to award medals and epaulettes to some military staff, including rank and file officers, moving them to superior grades. The event, to begin at 10 a.m. at the courtyard of the Yaoundé military headquarters, will be attended by the Secretary of State in the Ministry of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie and the Secretary of State in the Ministry of Defense in charge of ex-servicemen and war victims, among other high-ranking personalities of the Cameroonian military. A ceremony to officially launch activities organized to mark the 50th anniversary of the Cameroon News and Publishing Corporation takes place at the institution's head office in Yaoundé. The event, to begin at 10 a.m., will be presided over by the Minister of Communication, René Manuel Sadi, in the presence of the chairperson of the Board of Directors of SOPECA, Mr. Joseph Le, who is also the Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform. The event will feature speeches, a guided tour of the units of the News Daily, Cameroon Tribune, and a photo exhibition. SOPECAM was created in July 1974. The Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Ngannou-Njemisi, will this Monday oversee the signing of a contract for the funding of works on the Ebolova-Ifulan-Bango stretch between officials of his ministry and those of one of their important commercial partners in Yaoundé. The signing ceremony will commence at 10 a.m. The new building to host the Mining Department of the Ministry of Mines, Industries and Technological Development will be inaugurated today. This will be during an event to start at 9:30 a.m. in the premises of the new edifice in the Vogada neighborhood in Yaoundé. Elsewhere, pregnant women in Benakuma, a highly enclaved area in Menchum Division of the Northwest Region, can now have access to ultrasound machines, which permits them to follow up their baby's growth and development. The medical package, which also includes a clinical analyzer for laboratory tests and others, have been provided by the government to the Benakuma Urban Integrated Health Center. Details with Kilo Valerie Sala.
The Benakuma Urban Integrated Health Center has been poorly equipped and lacks sufficient health personnel, with just about two doctors for an estimated population of over 500,000. Pregnant women in particular are highly exposed to death in such a fragile health setup. The district medical officer for the Womb Health District, Dr. Elome Bako, describes the supply of medical equipment to Benakuma by government as critical in saving lives.
Our chemistry analyzer and full blocker machine are for the laboratory to do laboratory examinations. The ultrasound is to equally do examination for pregnant women. A woman dies while trying to put to birth is something which is not good.
But the mayor, Ihimbru Solomon of Benakuma, is still preoccupied that limited well-trained medical staff and inadequate equipment means that the government vision of proximity health care may not be fully achieved in the area.
We really need a pediatric ward, well-equipped, and of course an x-ray department, which is very functional. And of course a number of doctors who have the necessary skills to manage those machines.
Benakuma shares very long borders with Nigeria and the southwest of Cameroon, but access to these locations for health care is very challenging on account of bad roads in Menchum Valley subdivision. Killer Valerie Salau, CL TV News, Bamenda.
Followers of the CPDM party in Nyong and Kele division of the Center region have been exhorted to redouble efforts towards mobilizing their comrades to register on electoral list. Minister Pauline Irene Gene, member of the permanent delegation of the Central Committee of the party for the Center region, made the call during separate working visits to Bonjok and Makak aimed at monitoring and following up the enrollment of new voters in the area. Here now is Minister Pauline Irene Gene encouraging party comrades to continue mobilizing potential voters to register on the electoral list in order to avoid any surprises in 2025. Take a listen.
I just want to tell the CPDM militant to go on with the work, because we find a very big mobilization here in Makak. I have the feeling that is all the projects that the head of state had decided to do, which are being done. So we think that it has an impact on the moral of the CPDM militant. We just have to encourage them to go on with their engagement, their commitment, so that next year we'll not have any surprise.
Now in news out of the country, a new poll suggests that some Democratic voters are increasingly concerned about whether Joe Biden is mentally fit to serve as president after a shaky debate performance on Thursday. A CBS News/YouGov poll released yesterday indicates that 72% of registered voters believe the president does not have the mental and cognitive health to serve as president, a sharp increase from the 65% who said the same in an earlier poll. 49% of voters say the same of former President Donald Trump. Now in sports, Options Sports of Bamenda are champions of this year's Northwest Regional League. They picked up their qualification to represent the Northwest region at this year's National Interpols after beating Rainbow FC of Bamenda by 5-1 at the regional league final. Details with Clenis Ayombom.
Fupkin Sunzi's bed of Option Sports FC Bamenda is described by his teammates as the messiah of the day, scoring 4 in the final and adding his goal tally in the Northwest Regional League to 8. He came through at the 8th minute of the game, at the 19th minute, and 2 in the second half of the encounter, while an own goal by Rainbow FC added it up to 5 for Option Sports. The final of the Northwest Regional League was presided over by the governor of the Northwest region, Adolf Lilela Freak, who called on the population to rally behind the winners, Option Sports, as they take on the national challenge.
So we'd like to thank them for their mobilization today. They came as last year in their numbers to encourage the two teams and to encourage the Faker Foot team, asking them to forge ahead and to bring back the Northwest at the helm of the nation as far as football is concerned.
Option Sports of Bamenda sails to the national interpools for the first time with the best goalkeeper of the Northwest Regional League and Fupke Sunzi Zubedu as best player, man of the match, and highest goal scorer of the competition. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And that report on our sports page in Bamenda concludes this edition of the 6:30 a.m. news, brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.